As a child, I looked forward to Halloween because of the chance to dress up in costumes and gather enough candy to keep my dentist in business for life. As an adult, or more specifically for the past 20 or so years, I looked forward to Halloween because it was the time of year when the animated series The Simpsons aired its annual Treehouse of Horror show.
Hello, everyone. You know, Halloween is a very strange holiday. Personally, I don't understand it. I don't know, kids worshiping ghosts, pretending to be devils, things on TV that are completely inappropriate for younger viewers.
Now, everything you could possibly want to know about those episodes and more can be found in a new book, Simpsons World: The Ultimate Episode Guide to Seasons 1 through 20. Series creator and executive producer Matt Groening wrote the 1,200-page, 8-pound book, and he joins us from the Village Studio in Santa Monica. Happy Halloween, Matt.
Happy Halloween to you.
The first Treehouse episode didn't appear until season 2. How did the idea come about?
We wanted to do an episode where we broke the rules of the show. We had established the characters. They were beloved or hated, depending on your point of view. And we decided, oh, let's do a horror episode. Yeah.
Edgar Allan Poe gets a writing credit on that first Treehouse because the story The Raven gets parodied.
Wait a minute. That's a school book. Don't worry, Bart. You won't learn anything. It's called The Raven. Once upon a midnight dreary,
while I pondered weak and weary over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly came a tapping. As of someone gently rapping at my chamber door.
To some visitor.
Well, we actually quoted the poem correctly, and I was actually nervous about that particular segment of the show because I thought, I don't know, the kids aren't going to know who Edgar Allan Poe is, and the Raven is kind of, kind of old-fashioned. But we spruced it up. We actually had a raven with Bart's haircut.
Yes.
The kids enthused.
That first episode, one of the acts, was called Hungry Are the Damned.
Greetings, Earthlings. I am Kang. Do not be frightened. We mean you no harm.
You speak English.
I am actually speaking Rigelian. By an astonishing coincidence, both of our languages are exactly the same.
Well, what are you going to do with this man?
Kodos and I are taking you to Rigel 4.
And one of my favorite Twilight Zone episodes is To Serve Man. This is what you were parroting, more or less, right?
Yes, To Serve Man with Kang and Kodos, our beloved aliens who are constantly drooling. In fact, I told the animators at the time, you know, they don't have to drool all the time because I thought it would get distracting. But indeed, I think you'll notice that they're drooling in every shot and they're in every Treehouse of Horror. We sometimes forget we have to write them in at the last second, but we try to put Kang and Kodos in every episode.
One of the things I love about these Treehouse episodes is the credits. I mean, you all give yourselves scary names.
What we used to do at the very beginning of the show, we used to have the camera track through a cemetery and see all these tombstones with shows that had been canceled. And we finally got sorry. We started feeling sorry for the people whose shows we were put on these tombstones. So we now get our jollies out of giving ourselves scary names. Now, the Simpsons writers, because they think too hard, their names are very, very long. I have made it a mission of mine to whatever scary Halloween name that I can come up with, it's a shorter version of my own name. So right now, for the last several years, it's been Bat Groening.
Right. Right.
So one fewer letter.
Yeah. I was noticing on the opening sequence of the first Treehouse of Horror, the names on one of the graveyards was Disco.
Well, you know, I guess Disco really never dies.
Yeah, except for Stu, man. He keeps it alive.
Disco Stu.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Well, in fact, in this Christmas episode that's coming up in a year, you'll see the future Disco Stu, and Disco exists in the future.
Oh, I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
We interrupt this dance music from the Meridian Room in Capital City's fabulous Hotel Hitler to bring you a special bulletin.
Hey, I'm not done dancing. This bulletin better swing.
Reports are coming in of giant metal cylinders landing on the outskirts of major American cities.
Cylinders?
Astronomers say the ominous capsules originated from Earth's closest neighbor.
Flanders?
Mars.
So, it's a war of the worlds. Good thing we got the sun on our side.
You take on Orson Welles' War of the Worlds. I mean, this seems like a natural.
Oh, yeah. We love... you know, basically, after doing this for 20-odd years, we have basically run out of the main horror and terror and thrilling genres, and we've gone far afield. And we're finally coming back. Finally, thank God for all these vampire movies, because we've got a lot of vampire stuff coming.
But you did manage to do a Treehouse episode called Hex in the City, where, you know, Marge is revealed to belong to a coven of witches. And then you draw on popular culture in a later episode, one of the later ones, where you parody the opening of Mad Men, and you see Homer, the shadow, falling down the big skyscraper building. Are you always looking for things in our popular culture that says, that's worthy of a parody?
Oh, yeah. Well, one of the great things about having a TV show, which is so flexible, is that we can make fun of whatever we want to, or embrace it and be affectionate like our Mad Men reference.
Right. Is it as difficult to parody an existing work as it is to create an original one?
No, I think parody is much easier.
Yeah.
In fact, it's very easy, and we try to hold back. We could do parodies in every episode. Sometimes we try to keep it subtle and oblique. There are parodies in there that you might not even know they're parodies because we've disguised it.
Yeah. And we can find out by looking at this episode guide.
Yes, exactly.
All the stuff we missed, you know, where the tree has four fingers exactly like The Simpsons and things like that. How far ahead do you begin to plan the Treehouse episodes?
We're generally a little over a year ahead on the Treehouse of Horror episodes. But we don't finish them until right before they're broadcast. So we have a lot of time to tinker and rewrite and fret. I would say that's the secret of animation, is there's a lot of worry and anxiety that, is it really good? Is it going to work? And because we have enough lead time, we change a lot.
Do you have a favorite Treehouse episode by any chance?
I like one of the very early ones in which Homer sells his soul to the devil for a donut.
Oh, yes.
I love that one.
I'd sell my soul for a donut.
Well, that can be arranged.
Flanders, you're the devil?
It's always the one you least suspect.
I know I'm only touching really on a tiny portion of this book. I mean, it really has everything. But you say you've done episode guides before. Why the big tome now?
Well, it's 20 years.
Yeah.
So we 20 years of episodes. We're in our middle 400s of numbers of episodes. In a couple years, I'll be back touting our 500th episode. On the show, we don't take hiatuses. We're working year-round, and we never pause to go, oh, wait, look what we've done so far. The earlier episode guides, the little small ones, are used by the people who work on the show, by the animators and the writers, to keep our history straight and to remind us what we've already done. And so now we've got this jumbo book that's going to be our guide for another 20 years.
Any chance of a hint about this year's Treehouse?
Let's see. This year's Treehouse, let me think. We're working on next year's.
Right.
This year we're doing Tweenlight.
Yeah.
Our version of Twilight. Lisa falls in love with a child vampire at school. One of my favorite lines is, and now we'll move through the trees the way bats do, by jumping from tree to tree.
And what do you do for Halloween?
Well, these days I hand out candy. I like to make it different than what they get at other houses. So I don't just go to the store and get those little miniature candy bars. I go to ethnic supermarkets. I particularly like Japanese grocery stores and get Japanese candy. Although I do now check very closely at what I buy, because one parent came back a couple years ago and was very angry because I had given the kids little tiny dried fish. And I thought that they came in a little, you know, candy-like wrapper, but they didn't want me to give them fish.
That's Matt Groening. He's the creator and executive producer of The Simpsons. His new book, which contains every blackboard quotation, every couch gag, and every dole ever uttered by Homer, is called Simpsons World, the Ultimate Episode Guide, published by HarperCollins. Mr. Groening joined us from the Village Studio in Santa Monica. Thanks a lot.
Happy Halloween.
Thank you very much, Mr. Groening.
That's fantastic.
Thank you. And this year's Treehouse of Horror will air on Fox next Sunday, November 7th. The World Series trumps vampires every time. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.